Starting October, well-known Czech cook Richard Fuchs will be taking over the post of head chef at Prague's Four Seasons restaurant Allegro, replacing the Italian Andrea Accordi, under whose direction the kitchen became the first in the former Eastern Bloc to be marked with a Michelin star. Richard Fuchs, who has cooked in restaurants all over the world and just wrapped up his gig at Prague's Monastery restaurant, will also be the first Czech to lead Allegro. Ahead of the start of his engagement, I spoke to him about his cooking style, respecting ingredients, and if he is looking forward to his new role.
It's for sure it's gonna be a big pleasure for me. It's first things, and it's really a very challenging situation because it's first time I think that the Czech nationality chef is gonna overtake this high position with a big responsibility. So I feel happy about it, and I will make sure that we will continue with high quality and good service for our guests, not only from abroad, but for sure from our local guests, for Czech people.
And do you feel that because you're Czech and you're the first Czech to be the head of the restaurant, that kind of adds to the challenge? You want to be extra good?
I don't think if there is necessary to be extra good, but important is to do what I was doing till now, to make sure that the people which are coming to the restaurant, that they are happy with the food. So this is most important. Doesn't matter how is it now, but for me it's important, it's a matter of the heart that the people are happy with the food.
And you have worked there previously, I believe, but of course not as head chef yet. Do you think that you'll have to learn a lot of new things, or do you think you will benefit from kind of knowing the kitchen and how it's set up and so on?
In the kitchen, I say always, it's never-ending story. Even if you are a 100 years old person, you will learn. So it's a good challenge, it's a good chance to learn new things, and for sure I am willing to learn. You know, it's what I said before, it's never-ending story, and we have to learn. So it can be very interesting for me and also for team, which is already bring the restaurant and the hotel in it so good quality.
And how would you describe your personal cooking style, or what is important for you when you cook?
I like straightforward, simple and clean food. So not too many things and too many ingredients on the plate. It's like a slow food, you know, just to make sure that the people, they are able to recognize on the plate what is there, max 3-4 ingredients. What the people are seeing on the plate, they have to feel also in their mouths.
And Allegro has served up until now Italian-style cuisine. Is Italian cuisine something you feel home in, something you enjoy doing?
Yeah. I think that is for myself a very important point, that it's gonna be Italian cuisine, because I like Italian cuisine, and from my previous experience and the years which I was working before, even Four Seasons in Prague or worldwide, there was always chance to work with the Italian chefs. Even it was on the beginning when I was 20 years old, I was working with Italian chefs and with Italian products. So it's almost 20 years when I am very familiar with the Italian culture, Italian people, and excellent and great products from Italy.
And you have cooked in restaurants all over the world, so I would just like to ask you to describe your experiences abroad, where you worked and what you learned there.
I was very lucky, because when Four Seasons came into the Prague 2000, and there was the executive chef Vito Molika. So thanks to him, because we had very good relationship, and he had lots of experience and lots of friends in Italy, of course, because of his Italian nationality, and worldwide. So I had chance to go abroad. So I went to Italy, I went to France, England, Germany, Austria. So to get all this experience, and always was good for me that I had always a chance to work with Italian people, with Italian cuisine, and this is what I like, and what is interesting for me to work in the future with.
And if we compare a bit the Czech Republic and the food culture here to the food culture abroad now, a lot of people said maybe 10 years ago that it was still quite terrible here and was difficult to find good food. How would you say has this changed, and do you think we have fully caught up, or do you think we're still catching up?
No, I'm sure that the situation is much better than it was shortly after the revolution. This is a very important thing. and I am patriot, you know, and I'm happy and very proud that I'm Czech nationality, and I am saying this not for the reason because we are sitting here and we are talking just now, but the culture of the food in Czech Republic of course grew up, and there is lots of positive improving, you know, the improvement and the quality of the food and the products which we are using just now. 2011 is much better, much higher than it was many years ago, because lots of people they went abroad, they get the experience, and now is the really good trend that in Czech Republic we try to serve Czech products. It means that what if it's a season for the asparagus or wild mushroom or game, we try to select the best Czech products and cook food for the guests which are coming to the restaurants. Even if it's the restaurant, even if it's pub, so just to try to use as much as possible from the our home sources.
And do you personally like Czech classic cuisine? Is that something you cook at home?
I can say that I like Czech cuisine, of course, because I am Czech. But what I prefer, I always try to do like a modern traditional cuisine. You know, because now we are in 2011, so we have to also be a little bit more flexible with the preparation to try to find a different cooking for new time. And it's basically respect basic ingredients, respect basic flavor, and respect and use our traditional products which are here for many years.
And I believe actually you touched on this already, but I believe that your former boss Vito Molika said to you that the most important thing is to respect ingredients, and that was something that really influenced you. What exactly does it mean to respect the ingredients?
It's very straightforward question. I will give you a straightforward answer. If you want to respect the ingredients, you have to respect the people. So it's alpha and omega, so it's together. So respect the people, you will gain the respect, and if you will respect the products, you will gain success that the people they are happy with the food. Important is for me is always important that when the people are leaving the restaurant, they have to be honest and they have to say, okay, I was eating good or not. But important, if we are preparing something, why the people are coming, they always need to be happy that they were eating well. So, you know, the Vito, he was a great person, he was a great chef, and, you know, it's not only him, but it's always the good people, they can be good chefs. You know, but if which person is not good and is only excellent, the chef, I think it's not working together. So it needs to be from both sides.
Right, and if we talk about the very beginning, when you first started cooking or first became interested in what's going on in the kitchen, do you remember any moments in your childhood or when you were young that you thought, oh yeah, that's what I want to do?
Honestly, it was not so... You know, someone is going to the school that he wants to be chef and he wants to be cook, but for me, it was step by step. You have to recognize where you are going, what you want to be. Of course, you need to have a good job for future. You have to decide that you want to do this job. I was deciding that I want to be a chef, but it was really, I say always, it's step by step. You cannot learn everything in 1 year, so it's a question of more older you are, more experience you have. It's like with the good wine. Older one you have is much better than the youngest one or a young one.
And certainly now building a new reputation for the restaurant will be very time intensive. I'm sure you will have to work long hours. So how are you preparing for this, and are you relaxing ahead of, you know, your first day of work, or how are you dealing with that?
In each restaurant, in each kitchen, it's not a question of the hours. You know, since I start to work in the kitchen, my average hours was 14-15 hours. So that's the there is not a question of the hours, but there is the question what you want to build in the future. So, and important is to make sure that what was already established, so we have to continue to bring in the different level again. So it doesn't matter if there is some award or there is this, this is not important. Important is that you are creating a good team, good spirit, and everything is about the people. If you have good people, very well-trained people, and they are passionate and they are motivated for good work, for guests, there is not limit. Important that you have to always to know what exactly you want to do and to make sure that, that you do the good job. This is most important, and this is most important that you need a good team together, because if you have a good team, there is no limit, you can do anything.